I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, as soon as Thanksgiving is over, the holiday lights go up, and there's one giant display and one unusual display that are switching on this weekend. Let's start with the big one, and that's in Sandwich.
Yes, this is Gardens Aglow at Heritage Museums and Gardens, and it starts on Friday, and they have more than 10 miles of holiday lights that are decorating the 100 acres of gardens and woods there. That big display is going to be open weekends through December 18th, and every night there's going to be different music and dance performers and other demonstrations going on there. Some of the regular activities are going to be family crafts, visits with Santa, of course, carousel rides, and marshmallow toasting. Then there's going to be baby animals visiting December 2nd to 3rd, ice sculpture demonstrations on Saturdays, and shows of giant bubbles on most Sundays. Inside, there's also going to be two levels of model train tracks with trains zipping around an entire hall that you can see. And take a good look at the tracks because they're all made with branches and twigs from the grounds of Heritage.
And then there is an unusual Christmas tree that's become a tradition in Provincetown. I love this. Tell us about this.
I know. This is the lobster pot tree right down in Lope Square near McMillan Wharf. It's made from more than 100 decorated lobster pots borrowed from local fishermen, and it's going to be lit in a ceremony at 5:30 on Saturday that's going to include cocoa, cookies, and a countdown to the lighting. This tree is a creation of artist Julian Popko and his family, and is about two stories high, and it's decorated with plastic lobsters, red bows, and thousands of white lights. And then they put a big giant topper of colorful buoys at the top.
Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is marking the holiday season with concerts and its annual Yule for Fuel programs. It all starts Sunday afternoon.
This is the ninth year that they've been doing these concerts at Watt, and they're moving them to a new day and time. It's going to be 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons for the next 4 weekends. They used to do it on Saturday nights. But organizers said that this timing allows more performers to volunteer because Saturday nights get so busy. And they've got more than 30 acts lined up so far for this series of concerts. A lot of them are different types of music, but there's also spoken word performers, jugglers, and Cape Cod African dance and drum group. The lineup and the MC are different every week, and we've got a list of some of the performers in Cape Week, so you can choose. But the proceeds of all four concerts go to the same place. It's the Lower Cape Outreach Council's Fuel Assistance Program, and that helps people who are having trouble affording heat for their homes this winter.
Something that has nothing to do with any holiday is a Sea Turtle Open House Saturday in South Wellfleet, and this is to educate families about the strandings that take place each year.
This program's happening from 10 to 3 on Saturday at Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. And they are going to include information in different ways on why hundreds of sea turtles strand on the Cape's beaches in the fall and what they try to do to save as many of them as possible. Some of the family activities are going to be a touch table with turtle shells and skulls, a behind-the-scenes tour of the sanctuary's wet lab where they assess turtles. They've got some stories and games and a photography exhibit. There's also going to be two-hour beach patrols for the cold-stunned turtles, and those are happening at 9 and at noon, and then there will be talks and films in the afternoon.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.